Prologue. The war was finally over and the men were returning home. At least, those who could. Ellen's father, brother, and boyfriend had all been among those ground up in the agony of battle, leaving her grieving mother and younger two siblings to struggle with day-to-day survival. Mother had stayed home with the children, taking in sewing to help out, but Ellen had managed to find a job, a good job, working her way up to assistant manager at the local haberdashery, Alcott's Fine Fabrics and Custom Clothing. While she knew she was being paid far less than Sidney Greeley, the store owner's nephew, had gotten for the same position, still it had been enough to keep the family fed, sheltered, and comfortable. She'd also been able to use her employee discount to accumulate an attractive wardrobe for herself as well as her family. Now she would probably have to sell off some of her more frivolous costumes to keep food on the table until she found another job. Sidney had come back for his. They hadn't even offered her another position. They were saving them all for the returning men. The irony was, the women who shopped there had been delighted to be assisted by someone who knew and understood the clothing because she wore it herself. Some of the men had a good sense of fashion and color, but most of them were merely pushing the price tags. No matter how expensive a dress, poor fit, design, and color choice could make it look like a rag. Even with wartime rationing, her sales had been better than Sydney's ever were. She had checked. Sidney returned to the store a conquering hero. He'd even thanked her for keeping his seat warm before reaching behind her and patting hers. She'd barely restrained herself from slapping his face, still hoping, then, to retain a position with the firm. Now she wished she'd hauled off and slugged him. When he'd seen her glare, he'd backed up, laughing. "I can't help myself. You look like quite the hot mama in that outfit." She was clad in one of the new, shorter gowns, featuring a radical handkerchief hemline that exposed not only her ankles, but a good deal of her leg, at least 4 inches. But it was still absolutely within the accepted boundaries of fashion, although deemed a bit scandalous by the highest sticklers.